You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
And I welcome you back once again to WGOD Radio. Paul Esposito here, Pastor Paul, host of this program, pastor of Island Community Church, station manager of WMIE and WWBC. Thanks for taking the time to tune us in here today to WGOD. And I really enjoy doing these radio programs and sharing the Word of God with you. And I'm so grateful for this opportunity. We're going to hear the last part now of this sermon. It's been playing since last week because the sermon's 50 minutes long. There's just so much good stuff in this. Someone from church told me that this ought to have been a series. It's hard to get it all. I mean, how can you get all the significant times in the Bible you read the word if all in one sermon? Think about it. We could have taken 1 week and look at how you can smash the ever-loving daylights out of sin. How's that? Go all the way back to the first time you find if in the Bible. It's back to a conversation God had with Cain. And that's the first time you find the word if. God said to Cain, if you do well, then will you not be accepted? But if you do not do well, then sin is crouching at your door. Now, God took the time to personify sin as a person. Guess what that means? That means you can get your spirit-filled hammer and you can beat the tar out of sin. And I gave the example of how I had to quit smoking. I literally had to put them on the ground and I had to step on them and squash them. And I got out all of my quote-unquote aggression on that pack of cigarettes because I couldn't quit passive because that's just not my personality. My grandmother quit passive. She smoked 70 years and goes, oh, well, I guess I'll quit smoking. And that was it. Some people can do that. Some people can't. Now, with sin, God personified it as a person, meaning I'm going to take you out. Because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I don't have to be a slave of sin anymore. Friend, you're a slave of something in this world. Either sin or of righteousness. And that's the first time we find the word if in the Bible is a warning that sin is crouching at your door. And God said to him, you must master it. Well, even better yet, friend, you've got the Holy Spirit now to give you the victory. And he who has begun a good work in you will see you all the way through to the end. That's what we're doing in this sermon. We're looking at the word if. Promises given to Joshua. Meditate in this book day and night. If you meditate in this book, this is my paraphrase now, then everything will go well with you. David, promises to David, Moses, Joshua. In the New Testament, Jesus said, if you forgive men their trespasses, then your heavenly Father will forgive you. Paul said, if we deny him, then he will deny us. This is what we're looking at here. This is the last part again of this message. If and then, starting tomorrow, you'll hear the sermon from Pastor Ralph Williams, who just preached this past Sunday at Island. This coming week, I'll be in the Gospel of Matthew, probably for the rest of the year. I'm excited about that. See what the Lord is going to do. But let's again, let's focus on this message here for today. Wednesday night, we have a midweek service at 6 o'clock, and our midweek service is a Bible study. We have a big blackboard, and I'm writing on there. We meet in the sanctuary. We're in the book of Daniel. We'll be in chapter 3 this week, starting chapter 3 of Daniel this week, Wednesday from 6 to 7. Love to see you. Sunday morning, 10:30, the Gospel of Matthew. Let's wrap up this message now. This is the last part of this important message. And then,
if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17. The third thing he said was, follow me. John 8:12. I am the light of the world. He that follows after me will not walk in darkness. That's the word of God. If and then, Jesus said, follow me. Treat others better than yourself. Carry your cross with you. And follow me. Follow me. Okay, now watch this. Let me throw in one of man's attempts at if and then. Ready for this? Poor Peter. Matthew 26:33. Peter says, even if all are made to stumble, I then will never stumble. You see? This doesn't work with man, only with God. You can't do that. It's almost laughable, or should I say more accurately, it's sad, isn't it? To put your if and then, if everyone in this church stumbles, I will never stumble. And the very thing that he said, I heard it said the other day, most Christians who fall and fail and fall into sin fall into their most strongest points that they have is where they fail. Not at their weakest. But when you fail and when you have moral failure, almost all of the time the failure comes at the believer's strongest point that he has. Let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. Stay with the word. Stay with God. Keep walking with him. Follow after him. I am the light of the world. He that follows after me will not walk in darkness. Just remember, you're not immune to this. I heard Billy Graham say, there is not a sin on this earth that I could not commit if it wasn't for God. No one is immune. Here's a few from the Apostle Paul, Romans 8:31. If God is for us, then who can be against us? We've looked at these. Friends, you've got God on your side. The next one, this is the most important and serious if and then found in the entire New Testament, Romans 11:20. It says this, if God did not spare the natural branches, then he might not spare you either. Therefore, consider the goodness and severity of God, colon, on those that fell, severity, but toward you, goodness, if you continue in his goodness. Otherwise, you also will be cut off. That's the most conditional promise I've ever read in my entire life. Therefore, consider the goodness or kindness and the severity of God on those that fell, that is the Jews in the wilderness that lost their faith or didn't have any to begin with. On those that fell, severity. But toward you, that is all you Gentiles that are now Christians, toward you, goodness. Then it says, if you continue, otherwise you also will be cut off. Just like it was for the Jews back in the Old Testament. The goodness of God is conditional on you continuing in his goodness. That's the word of God. This is what he says. Okay, let's prove that. Here's two more. 1 Corinthians 15:1. Moreover, I declare to you the gospel which I preach to you, by which you are, which also you received, and in which you stand, by which you are saved, if you hold fast the word that I preached to you, otherwise, unless you believed in vain. The King James says, if you keep in memory. Colossians 1:21. You who once were alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now he is reconciled in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and blameless and above reproach in his sight, if indeed you continue in the faith, grounded and steadfast, and not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which you heard, which was preached to every creature under heaven, of which I, Paul, became a minister. You see, the message is clear to every soul throughout every church age. Persevere until the end. Continue in the faith. Don't give up the fight. Sin is crouching at your door, and its desire is for you. Keep the faith, church. Take control of your life. Fight the good fight of faith, Paul said. Okay, let's end this message with the most famous if and then ever spoken by Almighty God. It's 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, if you'd like to turn there. The most important one in all the Bible. 2 Chronicles 7:14. Guess what word it starts with? If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. This conditional promise hit a former president of this country like a ton of bricks one day. So much so, he got Congress to come up with this. He says, and I quote, "We," speaking to the people here, "we have been the recipients of the choicest bounties of heaven. We have been preserved these many years in peace and prosperity. We have grown in numbers, wealth, and power as no other nation has ever grown." But then he says, "But we have forgotten God. We have forgotten the gracious hand which preserved us in peace and multiplied and enriched and strengthened us. We have vainly imagined in the deceitfulness of our hearts that all these blessings were produced by some superior wisdom and virtue of our own. Intoxicated with unbroken success, we have become too self-sufficient to feel the necessity of redeeming and preserving grace, too proud to pray to the God that made us. It behooves us then to humble ourselves before the offended power, to confess our national sins, to pray for clemency and forgiveness. Now, therefore, in compliance with this request, and fully concurring in the views of the Senate, I do, by this proclamation, designate and set apart Thursday, the 30th day of April, 1863, as the day..."
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio.